Every time when we go to a baptism site, we sing this hymn. It reminds me, I also had all different kind of experience. Each time go to a baptism site. Last winter, I helped the Chicago Church Spiritual Convocation. So I think the two are baptized. It was a winter time, so Michigan Lake is quite cold, really cold. I went there, so this is my work, so I have to take out the clothes, and even to put the jacket on it, it's still cold, but it's my job, I have to do it. Take it out and only just running shorts and then put it on it. I get into the Michigan Lake, and I didn't know it's a muddy, under the water. And I tried looking for the spot, and then I stay there right away. I want to get out of there. So my feet is completely numb at the moment. And then I am first baptized, and then I cannot stand it, so I couldn't stand there. Get out. I just a little bit massage myself, and then I get in there. And then a second one, and then it happened that my feet is stuck on the mud, and the wave in and out, and I can feel that a little bit over there it's down. I can swim, but not that good, so I'm not sure I can survive or not. But I have a confidence. I can get out and. But the muddy, so I stuck there, and just keep moving like this. So I asked for help. Come on, somebody come and help me. And then one brother came to help me and pull me out of there. And I just walk out of there. And then that brother asked me, how about me? So he stuck there. So I tried to pull him out. It's a wonderful experience that at that time the one baby will baptize him. And he put on the jacket because it's so cold, and in and out, this baby numb, cannot speak at all because too cold. Especially put on complete immersion in the water and can't come out. Just, maybe this car is very very brave, but after come out, a little bit move to the next person and then start to cry. God bless him. Another incident is once in Tampa, Florida, after the spiritual convocation. At that time, I think it's 100 or 101 years old, the lady, old lady, she was baptized. That was a tough moment because on the beach, all the members, they sing him this one. And then I try to get into the sea. But there was a little windy at that time. But Tampa is always a good weather, close to Disney World. So many members, they come to Disney World, they stop by there, using for the motel, for the church. So it's good. Anyway, and then I keep walking into the sea water. There's no spot because it's not deep enough. Keep coming in, keep coming in. Still quite, not deep enough. And then I was trying to little bit bounce down there, so I just went there to trying to put her with helping the brother. She cannot walk properly, so we hold her to move her there. And then she's scared the moment. And all the brother and sister, they seeing him this one, the power, there's a power and power. We'll have to be baptized her, and I kind of panic too because she doesn't want it. She's gonna kind of stiff, her body, and then a brother and I decide what we're gonna do, and let her slide down and turn around her. This very really need a skill. Wow, this is really. And then we by helping the brother baptize, let her be baptized. It was a great moment because she prepared. The 100 years old lady prepared for the salvation. It really the moment, so so thankful and excited moments. when you become a minister, this kind of moment you can remember. And also some the members that when they prepare the salvation and then depart from this world, then I turn around myself, say to thank God, because God saved your soul. This is a wonderful moment. Cannot exchange with any kind of, you know, material things. So this moment really turned me to what make a decision is truly precious one. I really thank God. Let's go back to Elijah. First Kings chapter 17. We cannot get away from the 17, but when here they look at the two, God sent him to two places. One at Brook Creek, and then the other place is the widow's place, the Zarephath. But God's arrangement. It's really amazing that God sent the widows, especially the poorest one, I think, in the town, I think. Because she only have a little bit of just, only a handful of flour, and in the bowl, just a little bit of oil on the jar. Just a little there. And God sent him to the poorest one. It also the two purpose. God asked Elijah to submit to the God completely. And do not misunderstand that you were worthwhile to trip to be by the rich people. So you have to understand I'm the Almighty God. I can do everything through anybody, any place. So I think that's a great teaching and great training for the Elijah. At the same time, this woman, you know, the Zarephath, it belonged to Sidon, which is the foreign place. So this widow especially understand about God. He submit to the man of God, came from Samaria. This is amazing, actually. Think about that this woman, she grew up in this place. She never worshiped. I think have no chance to worship to true God. But around her town and her place, they're full of idol, definitely. But then this woman really has a heart to believe in God. When you look at this passage, you can tell that God chose this one, that God sent the man of God to this her place to let him survive with them. This is the God's arrangement. And chapter 18, after that, the story that the one her the widow's son were get the son died, but Elijah, because he prayed for this son for three times, and that this life came back to him to get survive. And chapter 18, after 3 years and 6 months later, and God asked him to go to King Ahab, because God decided to send the rain to the Samaria. This is amazing that when God talked to Elijah to go to King Ahab, but what King Ahab did is looking for the place, any place there is a water. Just like verse 3 and 4, 5. A little bit sad story that if you look at here, the King Ahab's man, Obadiah, also follow the King Ahab to looking for, searching for the water on the ground instead of God. But he has a good faith. He explained verse 2 and 3 and 4, he explained that he is truly the good, has a good faith. But then his faith is not enough to convince King Ahab to turn around himself back to God. This story later on, he requests, man of God, Elijah requests the contest with the false prophet. But he requests here 850 false prophets. But according to here, the message in this chapter says there's 450 Baal's prophet came to this contest. I do not know the all the 850 all they died or only 400 of Baal's prophets. But here the recorded here says 450 of Baal's. So we can say 450 Baal's they were killed by the Israelites this time. Chapter 18, verse 20 and 21. Chapter 18, 20 and 21. So Ahab sent a message among all the sons of Israel and brought the prophet together in Mount Carmel. And Elijah came near to all the people and said, "How long will you hesitate between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal, follow him." But the people did not answer him a word. I think at this time there's portion of the multitude, I think came from the 7,000 people. Definitely on the multitude there is people who do not bow down to Baal, but still they cannot claim themselves, "I belong to God." They cannot dare to say that. So all the people at that time, nobody can dare to come up, then, "I believe in God." So you can say that the age, that time the generation, really there's no power and no strength they gain from God. Can tell how much they're weak themselves. Sometimes when we look at us, our face turn out to be like this. We're too weak. So we cannot say that we are the true church's members. Let's turn to Revelation. Revelation chapter 3 verse from 15 to 20. From the brother side, anybody want to read fast? Can you read one more verse? Yeah, and here the if our faith is just like the this here described here to church in Laodicea, let us repent and turn around our life back to the Lord. Sometimes it's hard that we know that we live in this world. It takes time. Because we're too far from the God, then it takes time to come back to the Lord. Whatever you are, I do not know where your face now you're situated. But important thing is, we belong to God. Whether you're weak or you're strong, we are children of God. What we need a sincere heart to coming back to the Lord, so that God is the only one we can worship to God, to rely on God. That's the only way we can receive the blessing from God. You need a blessing. You need a blessing, definitely. Your life from now on to retire and then later on to go back to God is quite a long time, actually. You need God's grace and God's love and God's care and all this. Then we have to go back to God. We should not be like a lukewarm here describes just like 16th, because you are lukewarm. We should not be judged based on this same way, like this way to the Laodicea. We should be hot, our face should be hard enough to do something for the Lord. Let's go back to chapter 18. What is the meaning of camel? Anybody knows? Anybody the study Bible says? Mount camel, the meaning of camel. Is the animal camel? Do you have a computer that you have a software, the Bible software? Click in and come out the meanings? Huh? Fruitful? Fruitful. No?
Garden of God.
Huh?
Garden for orchard.
Orchard of God, yeah. Elijah and Elisha. Elijah and Elisha, both of them, they use this mountain for their prayer. Mountain is a wonderful place to pray to God. Now the spiritually mountain, we can say the church, Mount Zion, the figure of the church. The church, our life should be close to church. Sometimes we're away from God, but where we can come back to the church. Church is the one that should be our center of our life, so that God's guidance and God's protections always around us. Let us not to hesitate between the two opinions in our life. We have to always stay with the God, so prove that we are the children of God. When you look at here the chapter 18, there's how they compete each other with the false prophets is Elijah suggests them to build the altars. You build your own altars. I build my own altars. And then put your offering object on the top. Then ask your God and ask my God, who will send the fire that to burn all the offerings. Then we can prove this way that your God is a true God and my God is a true God. So I asked them to do first. So 450 Baal's prophets set the wonderful altars and they put the objects on the ox. And then they asked their God to send the fire. But nothing happens until the evening, close to the evening. At that time, Elijah, he repaired the altar. I think this altar before, they use for the offering to the Lord, but nobody cared these altars. So it's isolated and desolate. Nobody used this altar. So he repaired this one, and with the 12 stone, put it there, and on top of there, then the ox, the top of there for the offerings, and then pour the 12 basket on the top of there, make even some trench to put even the all of the place with the full of water. And then he asked to God. Let's read his prayer. Let's look at his prayer. From verse 36. Chapter 18 from verse 36. Chapter 18 from verse 36. 36 and 37. From the sister side. Would you read? Nobody want to read? Okay. You can see here that the heart of Elisha, he has a desire that his people, the Israelites, to let them can see that there is God. Their God is a true God, not the Baals. So, and pray to God according to God's will. So the fire came down. If you count 36, 37, how many words? It's about 60-some words. If you have a time, you can count one by one. But 60-some words that very short prayer. It's short prayer. But the Elijah, the heart of Elijah, put into his prayer so that this prayer reached to God. So sincere prayer that reached to God, and God sent him the fire to the burnt offering on the top and the wood even. So 38 here described that leaked up the water that was in the trench. It's not a normal way to burn this offering on the top of it. Think about it, that the fire came down from heaven and coming down and kind of leaked up the water by the fire. Can you imagine that? It's not a normal fire coming down from the heaven. This is a fire. It came from God. It's a different fire. Because God want to prove that this God, He is the true God to show up to His people. In verse 39. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their face and they said, "The Lord, He is God. The Lord, He is God." Now, nobody asked them to say, see, now you have to say, your God is a true God, so say that the Lord, He is God. Nobody asked them to say their God. But here, when they saw it, they have to say out to their God, to glorify God. So the Lord, He is God. The Lord, He is God. These are very powerful words. When we believe in God, sometimes our faith, it turns out to be like this weak. We cannot make a decisions many times. But when we experience of God, we can prove, we can become a witness of God, then we can say the Lord, He is God. It tells many things. If you can prove in your faith, say, our Lord, God is a true God, then it makes you change your life many things. Why our life cannot change? Because we cannot prove that our faith, that there is a God. Of course, we can say there is a God, but cannot prove through our actions why our faith is not enough to move our life. How you can explain these two things? First time, God sent the fire. And the second, God sent the rains. What's your understanding? Difference of fire and the rain. What combination? Anybody? Your own understanding. If you look at the Bible, fire many times it shows as a symbol of judgment. Fire. Is that? Yeah. On the last day, God will judge the whole world by what? By the fire. Yeah. Suppose all the Israelites, supposedly they all died, by the judgment of God, actually. Because they worshiped Baals and Ashtaroth, they worshiped the other gods. They supposed the one to receive the great judgments. But Elijah built this altar and put the offering on the top of it. But this is, we can say, this is a kind of sin offering to God. That's why when God sent the fire to burn the eat up all this, the water and the burnt offering to burn, to receive this offering, instead of the Israelites, God just take the offering only so that they forgive their sins in that manner. We are like the same thing, that we are nothing, we can show up to God. We are weak one in the sight of God. But God loves us. So He sent His only Son to this world. Because of the Jesus died as our offering for our sins. So we are secure our life and we have our salvation. That's always wonderful things. Later, the God sent this rain. It's considered, we can say this is the grace of God. This is the love of God. Show them, the send them back this rain to moisturize all the lands. This is bring the blessing back to their life. But still, these people do not repent. That is the problem. They do not repent. Let's look at the verse 41 to 46. This is the Elijah went up to the Mount Carmel to pray to God. From brother's side, would you read anybody 41 to 46? Look at the verse 41. Now Elijah said to Ahab, go up, eat and drink, for there is the sound of the roll of a heavy shower. Except Elijah, nobody hear this sound. Except Elijah. There are many people around there. Only one Elijah hear this sound. The roll of a heavy shower. This is a face. This is a face. We know the second coming is closer. Many people say that, but we know day is coming because He promised us. It's not that God says, maybe there's a second coming. It's not in the manner, but sure, Jesus promised us, I'll be back. 2,000 years passed by. Who can promise that tomorrow will be in our hands? So, promise will be come true. Maybe in our generation, maybe next generation, we do not know. But sure that his promise will come true. That we can hear through the faith. We can prepare the coming of his second coming. Seven times in your prayer, and many times we use this passage for our prayer sessions, so I don't want to repeat again. But then prayer is an important thing. Even though promise us, it requires our continuation of our prayer until we receive it. And this is showing the great example to us. The next passage is from the verse chapter 19. And here Elijah flee from the Jezebel. You know the Jezebel is really the evil woman. Anybody evil woman beside Jezebel in the Bible? Huh? Oh, Delilah. Oh, okay. It's kind of destroyed Samson's face. Huh? Yeah. Anybody? Thank God, not that many there. But Jezebel is the one who really have a notorious reputation. What she did is amazing, that he ruined the entire nations, the peoples, corrupted the heart of the Israelites. And such evil. And she run away. He run away from her, and down to Bolsava and toward to Mount Horeb. So God still come back to take care of him. According to this passage in chapter 19, God didn't rebuke him, but encourage him actually. And sometimes we are weak, turn out to be like Elisha. We don't have enough strength physically. We don't have enough strength spiritually. And it seems like we are in the bottom on the ground. But still, God take care of us. If still we have a heart that we still believe in God, we love God. God is our God. He's not the one desert us to ignore us. He always the one who take care of our life and our welfare. That is our God. Any questions so far from the Elijah? Any? Before I thought I have many things to say, and suddenly my brain turned to the afternoon brain. So, any questions? From the Elijah? If you look at the chapter 21, the story about the this is Naboth vineyard. In chapter 21, verse 1. Now it came about after these things that the Naboth, the Jezreelites, had a vineyard which was in Jezreel beside the palace of Ahab, king of Samaria. You can tell that Naboth came from Jezreelites. So you know where's the location, Jezreel. Can you remember Jezreel? So Naboth came from there. And why King Ahab trying to take over the vineyard, Naboth's vineyard? Because the palace, King Ahab's palace, just in Jezreel. So he want to take over this land, make his own. Never didn't allow him to take his vineyard. So Jezebel killed Naboth, and then forcefully took over this vineyard. Right after he took over this vineyard, and God sent Elijah to give a great like a cursing and a punishment words toward to the king Ahab. Chapter 21 verse from 17. Chapter 21 verse from 17 to 22. Anybody can read it?
Go down to meet Ahab, king of Israel, who rules in Samaria. He is now in Naboth's vineyard, where he has gone to take possession of it. Say to him, "This is what the Lord says. Have you not murdered a man and seized his property? Then say to him, 'This is what the Lord says. in the palace where dogs lick up noble blood, dogs will lick up your blood, yes, yours. Verse 20. Ahab said to Elijah, "So you have found me, my enemy." "I have found you," he answered, "because you have sold yourself to do evil in the eyes of the Lord." Verse 21. "I am going to bring disaster on you. I will consume you, your descendants, and cut off from Ahab every last male in Israel, slave or free." 22. "I will make your house like that of Jeroboam, son of Nebat, Nebat, and that of Asher, or son of Asher, because you have provoked me to anger and have caused Israel to sin."
I hope you can find out the answer for this one. Where these God's judgments upon to him, and which chapter and where, you can try to find out. Let's go on to verse 23 to 26. Thomas, continue 23 to 26.
Okay, verse 23. "And also concerning Jezebel, the Lord says, dogs will devote Jezebel by the war of Jezreel. Dogs will eat those belonging to Ahab who die in the city, and the birds of the air will feed on those who die in the country." 25. "There was never a man like Ahab who sold himself to do evil in the eyes of the Lord, urged on by Jezebel his wife." 26. "He behaved in the various manner by going after idols like the Amorites. The Lord drove out before Israel."
Yeah. And you look at this story that here, that because he took the Naboth's vineyard, and also he, King Ahab, worshipped the idols, it happened that his entire household we eliminate later on. Do you know how many sons that King Ahab had? 42? 70. Yeah, if you read it, amazing. 70. All of them were killed by the... If you look at the 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 15, to 17. This is considered as a part of the last mission for the Elisha to anoint it, the one in the Hazael and the what is the verse? Just the name. How to pronounce this? Jehu. Yeah, Jehu. So this one, Jehu, later on killed all the 70 of son of Ahab. So his kind of whole household will be eliminated by him later on. Judgment is always there. So that's why we have to respect God. We should not do any illegally anything to take anything from other people's. God doesn't like it. That's why it's one of the Ten Commandments. We should not be like the one like before the Pastor Wang, the one that stole the stealing other chickens, so we can say we should not be like that. Yeah. Any questions? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Second, next generation.
Yeah. So,
only show up here that he repents, right? But I think it's already too late. But God's mercy is still upon to him since he repent. I think here the chapter 21 to 27 to 29, his repentance is truly the one sincere. That's why God heard from him so that he listened to it, his voice. Well, the generation by generation, they're all evil. So anyway, they receive their own consequences anyway. So the kind of destructions and all these punishments, continuation to the his people, I think. Yeah. Any questions related to Elisha? Uh-huh. I think it's their God's guidance. It didn't show up, but if you look at the verse 7, an angel of the Lord came again a second time and touched him and said, "Arise, eat, because the journey is too great for you." So the angel of the Lord knew that his journey is to reach to the Mount Horeb. Based on this verse, we can tell. So his destiny is Mount Horeb. So I think it's God, God. I think God's guidance. I mean God's inspiration is within him, maybe to reach there. Which verse you say? What are you doing here, Elijah? I think it totally he exhausted and there and he just rests there and he doesn't know what he has to do. The one thing that we can just question mark that after he performed such a great considered a great miracle and he prayed to God and bring back the rain to the land in Samaria. And then after that, God didn't show up. But then here's only the verse 7, the angel of the Lord came to him second times and awakened him and touched him to help him and give him a strength and then go his journey to reach to the Mount Horeb. But God not directly to communicate with him until the moments that verse 12. I don't know how to interpret this, but this I need more study. But I way to let him humble minded, keep humble minded in himself, because in this occasion that when he contests with the false prophet and kill them all to bring the rain back. We easily can be proud ourselves at such moment that will come onto our in our hands that we can be easily be proud ourselves. But then God way to kind of calm him down, let him back to the humble stage, to holding his face, so that maybe possibly in this manner God treat him in this way. But that much I can say. Yeah. Any questions? Yeah.
When Elijah, the angel gave him the hot cake and
yeah.
The water.
Mm-hmm. That's a jar of water.
Is that a meaning
for hot cake? Hot cake and jar of water. It's not a meaning, but we can bring this as to explain that Word of God and the Holy Spirit, because water is the present of the Holy Spirit, and the cake is a represent of Word of God. When you get into the God's temple, there's the location to the right side. There's a what is there? Do you remember if you go into the holy place? Tabernacle, showbread. How many showbread there? How many bread and locate there? Yeah, 12. Yeah, 12 bread. So that's the represent of the Word of God. Yeah. Anyway, what's in the yeah? That one I haven't. I couldn't remember. Long time ago, during my training, I studied this one, but I don't have my notes, and I couldn't study that one. So I cannot give you the answer. So I'm sure because of our the experienced minister that they can explain to you. But I forgot, so I cannot bring up. That's a good inspiration. That's a good good explanation. So, thank God. Yeah. Any others? When we have to finish? Yeah, go ahead. Huh? What is the answer? Oh, the verse 12. There said that after the fire sounds a gentle blowing. What Ted says is, Brother Ted says, question? It's just comment of the verse 12. Oh. Yeah. Final questions? Oh, okay. Somehow my brain is stuck. If you don't have a question, then I can stop here and. So the last few hours we study about the Elijah. Elijah is truly the man of God. His spirit and his power is great. That even perform the great miracles and perform the given tasks for the Lord. One of the monuments what he has done is when he went up to Mount Carmel to showing that. That when he prayed to God, to bring the fire from God to burn his offering, so they prove that his God is a true God. So they led the people's heart of Israel back to the Lord. But that wasn't enough that the Israelites repent back to the Lord, actually. But still that this monumental work to prove that their God is a true God, not the Baals or other gods. We are here as our True Jesus Church in the United States. It's not that many members in here. But we believe that our truth is the one, is the finest one, is the truth one from the Bible. It doesn't matter how many people will believe this truth, but this is the one, the true, that we can believe this right one in the Bible. There's many different people and many other people believe their own way, but what we believe, that no matter how many peoples, still we're holding this truth, because this is the way we can gain the salvation. Let us remember this once. It doesn't matter how many people out there, but we, just small number of people, what we believe, this is the one of truth. It comes from God. So also the Holy Spirit with us, the proof that this is a truth that we have.